I remember younger, in high school or so, I was sitting on the floor in Tisha B'Av year after year, and they would tell us, quoting the Yerushalmi, that the Gemara in the Yerushalmi says that any generation who does not rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, any generation in their time, the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt. It's ki'ilu, it's as if they themselves destroyed the Beis HaMikdash themselves. It's as if they were the cause of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And I imagine they told us that Yerushalmi in order to try to make it more relevant, more personal, and I guess it did. I remember thinking as a young boy, at least as younger, that I'm from, I keep Shabbos, I'm actually Baal Tshuva, so like, it's even better, you know, I remember telling myself that. I'm from, it's not my fault, I didn't know who the theirs was, but I knew it was their fault. It's their fault there's no Beis HaMikdash. I guess people who were not Shomer Shabbos, people who did not do Torah Mitzvahs. And I felt bad for our generation, but I really felt that it's not my fault at all. A little bit later on in life, I grew up and realized, matured a little bit and realized that I was wrong, I had the wrong mentality, but I still wasn't fully sure why not. And what I'd like to do is discuss that today. Why not? What's wrong with that mindset? Why should one feel responsible, bad, if they're the ones who are pulling their weight? You're doing more than most people, presumably. Again, you don't ever know. It could be, you know, God judges each person. But at the end of the day, you know, it's difficult not to feel your keep Torah mitzvahs. You're in yeshiva, you're learning Yomam V'Layla, you wake up for Minyan, you do everything you're supposed to be doing. You're held responsible? How are you not supposed to just blame peers, friends, the unknown them, other people in your generation? I'd like to suggest that the correct hashkafic outlook is to identify enough with Klal Yisrael that you feel bad even if you don't feel the cause of it. L'mashal, there's a very dirty story, a scandal, a shanda, something that breaks and fell over the front pages of the New York Times or who knows what. It's naturally disappointing if you find out that the scandalous individual was Jewish, certainly wrong. You didn't do anything wrong, it's not your fault. Yet nonetheless you feel somewhat responsible. Nonetheless, because you identify with Klal Yisrael enough, because your badge of zehut, of identity, is Jewish, so you feel bad. Naturally, a Jew who walks through Treblinka or Auschwitz, he himself wasn't in the Holocaust, and even Sephardi Jews, whose ancestry doesn't even trace its way back to Europe, nonetheless, they feel a sense of me and my people, we were attacked, and it kind of brings out emotion. Sometimes it's different emotion, you know, going back to Poland brings out. But it's because of that Jewish identity, it's that feeling of being part of Klal Yisrael that the tragedy hits you. So to this tragedy of Churban Bayis, and the inability, as so far, to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, should kind of sit with you the same way. Should feel equally hit. You're supposed to feel part of a nation which was unsuccessful in bringing back the Beis HaMikdash. To feel part of a nation that was unsuccessful in living up to the spiritual standards that we should be living up to. This connection on a national level to Am Yisrael, this connection exists on two levels. Number one is it's a responsibility to make it better. In a certain sense, if you would be doing a better job, you'd be inspiring others. If you'd be doing a better job in Jewish leadership, Jews would be frommer. Your siblings, your neighbors, your cousins, people you came in contact with. You find in Parshas Pinchas when Moshe tells Yehoshua, Vayas Moshe Kasher Tziva Hashem Asov Yikach Es Yehoshua V'amidei Lefnei Elazar Kuhim Lefnei Heida. What says Vayikach Es Yehoshua? Moshe took Yehoshua to stand in front of the people. He's about to pass on the baton and tell them when he goes up to die, Yehoshua is the one to carry on, to continue. Rashi says, Lakchu B'dvarim V'hodiyah Ma'anscharen Parnasei Yisrael Olam Haba. He told Yehoshua the tremendous reward that Olam Haba has a waiting for a person who's Parnese Yisrael. Funny phrase, Parnese Yisrael. The English translates, the English I have in front of me, I opened up the one that they translated, was leaders of Israel. But Parnese Yisrael is Mishorosh Parnasa. People who not just lead Klal Yisrael, but they're Mefarnes. I don't think it means literally that they pay the bills of Klal Yisrael, that's just an example of it. The supporters of, the pillars of Klal Yisrael have a tremendous Schar in Olam Haba. And in that sense, the first level is really a sense of responsibility to go out and to inspire and to share with and to connect with and to support organizations that do these things. Kirov and Chinuch and Shlichos. Shlichos is not just for Chabadnikim. Shlichos is for anyone who has the capability to go out and inspire Jews. Inspiration, education, to teach them Torah, to make sure they have the kalim to grow religiously if they want to inspire, to educate, to motivate, increase knowledge. But beyond that first level, beyond that level of, it's kind of my fault, there's just the broader level, which is, I see myself as a larger part of Klal Yisrael. There's a fascinating statement Rav Zusha used to say. Rav Zusha used to say, great Chassidus Rebbe, even if I could switch myself with Avram Avinu or Moshe Rabbeinu, I wouldn't, because it would still only be one Avram and one Zusha, and therefore what would be gained? Now, I believe this statement is very profound, because although selfishly, maybe cool to be Avram, maybe cool to be Moshe, maybe cool to be someone who's so influential, someone who's such a central part of our religion, a patriarch, like Avram Avinu, the one who's Makabel Torah, like Moshe Rabbeinu. But Rav Zusha's point is that ultimately we're all on one team progressing forward. If it's me, if it's you, he's totally mevatel his own interests to potentially be Avram, to potentially be Moshe. Because at the end of the day, as long as it's one Avram and Moshe, that's all we need. That's all we have. Meaning, for me to do it, for you to do it, as long as it gets done, as long as Am Yisrael has what it needs, as long as we're taking advantage of our kalim, it's me, it's you. At the end of the day, there's a real bittul of oneself, a real sense of connection nationally to what Am Yisrael is doing, not to what I'm doing. And this is a very inspiring and empowering idea, because it's not just how much impact will I have in my life, but I'm part of a nation whose responsibility and destiny it is to impact the world. I'm part of a nation whose job it is to bring godliness, to bring spirituality, to bring the ideas, ideals, the values, the mythos, the attributes, the hashkafa, the world look of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world. And again, Mir Tashem, we won't be, but this coming Tisha B'Av, we're still mourning Klal Yisrael's fallen status, Klal Yisrael's inability to rise to the level that's expected from us, to bring the Geula, to build the Beis HaMikdash, to impact the world, to inspire, to motivate, to serve as a role model for the world at large. We should use these next days of the 3 weeks, Tzarim, to ask ourselves, what can we do, not just as individuals in terms of tshuva, but what can we do on a national level? How can we refocus, improve, develop Klal Yisrael? How can we bring the Geula? How can our generation be the one to do it? Me, as part of a tremendously large entity looking to impact the world for the positive. And Amir Tzashem, they will not say about our generation, but the Yerushalmi writes that any generation who did not bring the Beis HaMikdash is responsible for the Churban Bayis itself. Have a meaningful 3 weeks, a meaningful 9 days, and a meaningful Tisha B'Av, unless, Amir Tzashem, we're zochah to bring the Gula Shleima beforehand.